Hello and welcome to episode number 2 of the Asheville podcast. My name is Pete Edgerton from Your Harrogate Radio, and the purpose of this mini-series is to allow you to discover a little bit more about one of Harrogate's leading independent day schools, open for ages 2 to 18. In episode 1, when I was in conversation with some of the staff, we heard from people like Phil Souter, head of prep school.
Very much about balance in the prep school. In fact, the whole of Asheville is like this. So our academic standards are high, and we expect that and assume that. But also we put as much store and effort into things like art, music, sport, drama, to make sure they're getting that full range of opportunity and experience. We are blessed at Asheville with fantastic facilities, lots of space both inside and outside of buildings. And the outdoor learning space particularly is a bit of a USP for us in this area. Everybody in the curriculum has lessons out in there with our outdoor learning specialist, but also the teachers can take the learning outside whenever it's free and ever they want to.
With regards to Asheville Prep School and Acorn's early years, they've got an open doors event between 9 and 12 on Wednesday the 17th of April. You can book your place and find out more at asheville.co.uk. But now it's time to sit back as I have more conversation with some of the Asheville staff.
So my name's Owen Hillier. I'm the academic deputy at Asheville College.
So Owen, great to meet you. Quite a challenging role. Is that an understatement?
No, I'd say that would be a fair statement rather than an understatement. Yeah, it is a challenging role, but only because there's lots of different facets to it. So it's I'm in charge of teaching and learning across the whole school, and that is a big old job because that's 90% of our workload, I suppose. So.
And has this been very different to what you've done previously before you were at Asheville? Or?
It's a development of what I've done previously, for sure. So it's kind of, my previous career is in the state sector and at assistant head level. So this was a promotion to me to come to Asheville to be a deputy head. So additional responsibility, additional workload, and additional excitement as well. It's been a great job to kind of watch the development and oversee the development of the academic side of the school for the past 2.5 years.
Great that there is somebody like you, though, who I would imagine parents can lean to and go, what is the real difference, having been in the state sector to then come into the independent sector as well?
So yeah, it's given me real insight, I think, in terms of what the unique part of being in an independent school like Asheville is compared to your local state secondary. Obviously a GCSE is a GCSE and A-levels are A-levels, but the way they're taught, the way we can kind of develop a hinterland of knowledge, like kind of knowledge outside the curriculum, experience and confidence outside the curriculum, is co-curricular rather than extracurricular. It is part of our curriculum. It is what you kind of buy into as a pupil or a parent into the school, that kind of wider experience of the world, the wider skills that you can develop outside of pure how to answer a GCSE or A-level question. It's a really exciting part of working here. It's great for the pupils, great for the staff as well.
And in your own role as well, bringing those academic levels up and maintaining them, when you get the results, it must be so satisfactory.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, absolutely. I guess it's not the results on paper for us. It's the expression on the faces. It's the embraces with parents on results day. Yeah, it's a fantastic part of the job. And here at Asheville, you know, we've been incredibly successful in the last couple of years, within the last 2 years, our most successful exam years ever, and to see pupils going to their first choice universities, heading off for sort of exciting further academic experiences and career experiences is fantastic. It's absolutely the best part of the job.
Is that your favourite time of year?
Yeah.
When that comes around? And I mean, there's a lot of stress for the young ladies and young gentlemen who are going through it, but actually when they get the results, happy days.
Yeah, it's the big payoff for teachers. Absolutely. You know, that moment in August, sun shining, opening the envelopes and the expressions on faces, moving on to the next step. And that's ultimately what our work is about. It's kind of providing that stepping stone to another place, another kind of experience. And yeah, seeing that in real time, in real life is fantastic, yeah.
Without obviously wanting to pile the pressure on staff and pupils, but to strive forward to always get better and maintain the levels that parents bringing their children into a school like Asheville expect. How much scope is there to go forward and progress?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that I've tried to create in the last couple of years here is that the idea of a community of learners, that the learners aren't the ones sat looking at the whiteboard. Is the teacher's a learner as well, learning how to teach better, learning how our pupils learn. That's been a real journey for us, and it's not one that's complete yet, but that's the exciting part of my job, you know, in terms of pushing that forward. And there is, like you say, there's some pressure on that. It's perhaps more so than other roles in school. It's a results business. But how we get there is all about the process of kind of developing, learning, creating new ways of teaching for Asheville and gathering those the best ideas that are out there through research and then kind of selling those to our colleagues who then sell those to our pupils. It's a really exciting part of the role.
And when parents come in to take a look around and bring their children in as well, are you on the front line, as it were? You're one of the go-to people that they would speak to? Or is it an even keel when it comes to asking questions to the staff, really?
I'm on the front line. So, you know, if you come to Asheville as a parent or a prospective parent, you will meet me and you'll have an opportunity to ask questions and get my feel for things and my philosophy on education, as well as some practical insight into how the school works. So absolutely. But schools are a complex thing. One person doesn't have the answer to every question. And that's where the teams that I work in, the teams that I lead, are really, really effective. So the heads of their academic departments, head of English, head of maths, head of science, but also the heads of schools. So our head of upper school, head of lower school and sixth form are really important parts of my team. And between us, there's not a question that we can't answer, I don't think.
Paul Stansfield, Director of Sport.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know, you were a player at Harrogate Town yourself.
Yeah, 20 years ago now, when I was playing, they weren't quite in the same league as they are now. But involved with Harrogate for 2 years and really enjoyed it playing, and then came back as in charge of the youth setup 2 years ago and did that up until moving to Asheville.
So, I mean, the fact that you've dealt with the youth at that town has, I would imagine, really helped in this role that you're in now.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. At Harrogate Town, it was primarily 16 to 18, but we also worked with the PDC right through. And obviously doing that for 2 years has helped dealing with that elite mindset and what is required at the professional level. And then obviously before that, pre-Harrogate Town, working as a teacher for 18 years, dealing with students from 11 to 18, kind of had that experience as well in different roles.
And just going back to that moment where you first came to Asheville, what was your initial reaction of the facilities that they've got here?
I mean, the facilities are amazing. They're fantastic. The indoor provision that we've got with the two sports halls, the gym, the dance studio is off the scale, and it gives us real variety in what we can do for the children and the options that we can give them. Obviously, we've got the AstroTurf outside, outdoor as well, super tennis courts, and we've got 6 or 7 grass pitches. The provision is there for the students to enjoy PE and sport.
I mean, even that list there, Paul, that you say, it's just mind-boggling. The amount that's on offer as well, and the wide variety of sport, that must make you very proud.
Extremely proud, yeah, and extremely proud of the staff we have at the school, the specialist areas in a variety of different sports, and what we can offer. And I think that is absolutely vital, that we offer every pupil at Asheville the best possible suite of activities and not pigeonhole and just look at one or two sports, as some schools do, and that's their prerogative. We allow them to explore and look at different avenues, different sports, with different skill sets. Everyone's different, and we allow them opportunity to either represent the school or even just do it in PE or in games and love it. And it might be something that they take through for the rest of their life. It's really important that you find the balance between competitive and getting that right, and also opening it up to give everyone an opportunity in sport in this school.
Yeah, because I come from a generation myself where, I'll be the first to admit, I wasn't great at rugby or football. And when they used to line kids up and the superstars, as it were, and they're allowed to choose and you were left behind, there's none of that here, is there?
No, definitely not. And I think we'll look to go even further on that next year, where we still want really strong teams, and we will give everything to make sure our teams are as strong as possible and as competitive as possible, because we're all involved. If you're involved in sport, you are competitive, and we want to give them the best possible chance. But it's so important that we give everyone a good chance and we give everyone a depth in subject area where they can find something that they love and they enjoy. I don't want anyone coming to sports lessons thinking, oh no, it's PE or it's games. That would make me feel really sad. I want them to come and say, oh, I'm looking forward to it today. I've got this, or I've got dance, or I've got climbing, or I've got hockey. Whatever activity it is, there is something there for all pupils. I think it's absolutely key we get that right.
And it's so beneficial for their academic studies as well, because the relationship between physical activity and mental well-being, that they go off to feeling good about themselves, they do well in other lessons.
Absolutely no doubt that is linked. We have a fantastic Wednesday afternoon provision where we offer numerous activities to all our senior pupils. So year 11, 12 and 13 come up on a Wednesday for 2 hours and they pick what they want to do. So we have a real array of different activities. And when they're under pressure, being put under pressure by themselves, obviously the school, we want them to excel with their studies and do really well. It's nice to have that little bit of time where they can focus on something else. And I know the students really enjoy doing that and just having a different experience other than the academic route that obviously they're taking, and they want to do really well with that.
So for when parents, prospective pupils come in with their mums and dads and their guardians as well, Paul, I'm just assuming here that, that there's an opportunity obviously for you and your staff to take them round and just show them all these wonderful areas and different sports that you've got on offer.
Yeah, we do that. Some come on taster days and we'll come with another pupil and come and sample PE. I think it's really important to come in and see the faculty and what we can offer. When we do tours, we show them around the facilities. I think that's really important. And it's also important that we try and make the facilities better. We're not sitting on our laurels and thinking that's it, we've got what we've got. We're looking at how can we make it even better for our pupils, and hopefully in the next couple of years we'll develop the facilities further and it allow us to give an even better provision for all students that come through the door and are part of the Asheville community.
So I'm Leanne Norton, I'm the head of sixth form here at Asheville College. I'm a big believer in everything that is special about the sixth form here at Asheville. I call it baby bear's porridge. It's just the right size. It's one of the first things that makes us stand out from the crowd, I guess. So we're roughly around 160 pupils, around 70 in each year group. And that gives us the kind of size that we need to be able to maintain the breadth of courses and a real wealth of choice and opportunity for our pupils. But it's small enough that we know everybody. So I boastfully say that I know everyone's name. Every single person in my sixth form, I know them by name. I know a bit about them. And every single person is kind of known, understood and valued. And I think increasingly when we're seeing these kind of mega sixth forms that are several hundred, the one that I came from before in York was 450 pupils. I didn't know them all by name. And some of them would go their whole time in my sixth form without really having had much contact with me. And I didn't enjoy that kind of anonymity. So what I love about Asheville Sixth Form is that everybody's known, everybody counts, everybody matters. But we've got that breadth of choice as well. So we're thriving and we're a very vibrant sixth form. There's a lot going on. It's probably one of the reasons I have big bags under my eyes. Every single day is jam-packed. Every single day there's stuff happening. So whether that's a debating competition or today we've got our upper six competing in their final netball tournament before they leave for their exams, or charitable activities like Pie the Teacher, which was a sight to behold. Every single day there is something happening. So it's got a real kind of buzz.
That's creating some good images of Pie the Teacher, which I bet
was
a lot of fun. The opportunities as well, like the rest of Asheville, like we've heard about from all your colleagues as well, goes above and beyond the norm. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would say so. And I think that's really, really important. We are proud to say that we're not an exams factory. My sixth form is not come to lessons, do some exams and get certificates at the end. While that is incredibly important and that academic journey matters a lot to us and the academic success at the end matters enormously, there's more to it than that. And we see our sixth form as being a training ground, I guess, for life after sixth form. It's really important that you don't just leave us with a bundle full of certificates, but you leave us truly ready for life after sixth form, for your future, which is where Future Ready, which I'm sure you've heard about today, where Future Ready kind of comes from. It matters to us that our pupils leave genuinely ready for their futures. And that's got to mean skills as well as grades and things like that. So our Future Ready package is kind of woven into everything that we do. It's not a token gesture. It's not a few sort of sporadic moments of input. It's absolutely embedded. So our pupils experience the Future Ready program each day, each week. It's part of their kind of academic and pastoral diet. So it matters to us that they develop skills like creativity, problem solving, resilience, teamwork, because we as adults know that that's what they're going to need in the future to be successful and to thrive. And then we've also really come to realize, and this is part of a broader agenda, I guess, that one of the reasons our families, I think, choose Asheville is the level of pastoral support that we're able to offer here. Come back to my baby bear's porridge kind of statement. We're able to offer incredible levels of support because we know our pupils and we know their families. What happens when you leave an environment like Asheville that's so proud and so nurturing, and you go to a city university with tens of thousands of pupils, you're away from home for the first time, you don't know anyone? That transition can be difficult. So this is why we've launched our new Moving On program, to support our pupils, but also their parents who might be sending their child to university for the first time, to help everybody to prepare for this really, really important transitional time. Because while many of them, we hope, because of the skills we've embedded, will thrive and will find it daunting perhaps, but ultimately enjoyable, some may struggle. And so it matters to us that they're equipped to make that transition as easy and as successful as possible.
That's so good, because you come out of school, and I look back at my time, and I did sixth form, and then I didn't want to go on to university. I chose to get into the industry that I'm in now. But you come across, for example, something like a mortgage,
yeah,
and all the jargon and fiscal studies in general, and you get on the phone quickly to mum and dad because I wasn't taught about this.
Yeah.
Further down the line, you realise how important basic things like that are.
Yeah, so we do a six-week moving on course with our upper six pupils, and that's exactly part of it. So one of our sessions is about managing finance, you know, the dangers perhaps of credit cards and awareness of interest rates, what overdrafts mean, the reality of student loans and the kind of rates that you would pay on that, and how that works in terms of how the money's taken, where do they claim this back from? But then also managing budgets, you know, the student loan lands. How do you make that last? How much does your weekly shop cost? What about your transport? And, you know, how do you maintain your car? So we go through all of that. But it also really matters, you know, things like how do you cook a nutritious meal, because you can't live on pot noodles alone. So we're trying to really upskill our young people to make sure that they are as ready as possible for those futures. We even cover things like laundry. They're going to have to do it for themselves. So what do those little laundry labels mean, and how do you make sure you're not totally ruining your lovely clothes? But then there's a really serious aspect to it, I guess, as well, which is that kind of mental health and well-being agenda that's so important now. It can be lonely going to university. You know, you're leaving a well-established friendship group, you're leaving the family home, and that can feel really quite daunting. So how do you make new friends from scratch? How do you cope with those feelings that you've maybe not experienced before, like isolation or loneliness? And really importantly, what do you do if this isn't working out, if this is going wrong, if you need help? What's your framework? What's your next steps in order to seek the right kind of support?
And I know you just mentioned as well that you're not an exam factory, but at the same time, there are results, particularly in recent times, that you must be so, so proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've seen a significant increase in our top level results, I guess. So we're really, really proud of the A-level outcomes that we have. That's also borne out, I guess, in terms of our university success. So we're really proud that in my first year here, we were able to achieve two offers for Oxford and Cambridge. This year, one of our pupils has secured an offer at Trinity College, Cambridge, which is incredibly prestigious. I checked just before I came here. At the moment, we haven't received all of our UCAS offers, but as it stands right now, 76% of our pupils that have applied to UK universities have offers from Russell Group universities, so the most prestigious. This year has been a bumpy year for success with Durham University. Our pupils have offers from Warwick, UCL, King's, Glasgow, Edinburgh. So we're able to act with confidence. We're able to support our pupils in getting those top grades, achieving their personal best, which really matters, because top grades, you know, it's not necessarily A stars or A's for everybody, but it's that personal best. I'm really, really keen to get people to come and visit. I think seeing is believing, and you have to get a feel for the sixth form to know that it's the right place for you. So if you would like to come and visit us, I would be happy to meet with any prospective families. Please do visit our website and complete an inquiry form or give us a call, and we will be happy to set up a bespoke tour and a meeting with either me or perhaps even some of our pupils as well. You can hear it from the horse's mouth.
My thanks to Owen, Paul and Leanne, and to you for listening to the Asheville podcast. Coming up in episode number 3, it's time for the pupils.
It's very good. You get a lot of things like, you know, privilege, you get that freedom, the teachers trust you more, look to you more as adults. So it's very good. You feel very validated.
I never found it difficult. From the first week I was here, it's been welcoming. Like, the teachers have been really good at getting to know me, knowing me academically, but also socially. Like, I can have open conversations with them about anything, which is so good.
The third episode of the Asheville podcast will be released in a week's time on Monday, the 22nd of April. I shall see you then. And if you would like to find out more about the school, asheville.co.uk.